Well, coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, I'm married to a narcissist. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. We'll get to the strawberry letter in a minute, but you're up now, Neff. What you got?
N-B-F-U.
What?
Oh.
What?
What?
N-B-F-U.
I'm so afraid right now. Not for me, for you.
No blacks for you. No blacks for you. Let's go, cat dog. N-B-F-U.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Nicole, please.
This is she.
How you doing? Listen, I'm giving you a call. You happen to be in a relationship with a black man. Am I right?
I'm sorry, who is this?
I'm sorry, my name is Brian. I don't want to give my full name, but it's Jedediah. Jedediah Malcolm.
Okay, and I'm sorry, why are you calling?
Okay, now you are a Caucasian woman, correct?
Okay, why I'm still trying to get to why are you calling?
What's going on is I'm with an organization, and we're calling people who are in interracial relationships, and from my understanding, you are in a interracial relationship, correct?
Yes.
Okay, I'm with NBFU. And that's NBFU is no blacks for you. And what we're doing is we're trying to get races to go back to dating each other, you know, which means Caucasians going back
you,
to dating.
I'm sorry. I don't know who you think you are calling my house, but that's just not going to happen. And I don't know where this organization is based out of. I mean, you must be some country bumpkin or something. And you have just really called the wrong house.
Okay. Well, no, NBFU, ma'am, has been around since the early 1940s.
Yeah, I can imagine that. And I'm sure at some point you guys have to shut down because this is just ridiculous. Do you know what I mean? Obama's mother was white. Are you going to go knock on his door, too? What the hell are you talking about?
I don't have time to knock on Obama's door. He's busy doing other things right
now.
For
real.
What I'm trying to do is get the rest of the country to understand about NBFU.
Hey, who are you talking to?
No black. And that's what I'm saying. What I'm trying to tell you.
He's trying to tell us we can't be together because you're black and I'm white. He's calling.
Yo, what's up? Who this?
Okay. Who is this?
This is I'm a man. Who this?
Okay, this is Jedediah Malcolm. And what I'm doing, man, is we you know I'm with an organization called NBFU, and NBFU, man, is no blacks for you. Which what we're trying to do is we're trying to get all races to go back to each other.
Dude, what you talking? Dude, you tripping, man? You are what kind of organization is that? Y'all are tripping.
Okay, brother, let me ask you something. You don't feel empty without the sister on your side? You don't feel empty without black woman on your side? That's what I'm asking you, brother.
Well, I got plenty of black women on my side, but that don't mean that I had to be in a relationship with a black woman. I'm in a relationship with a woman I love. So that's what it's about. Now, I don't feel empty. That's the first problem with your organization right there. The premise is wrong.
Okay, but brother, what we're trying to do, man, we don't want to lose our race. We don't want the blacks to lose the strength that we have. And if blacks continue to date and mate with blacks, then we would be as powerful and stronger than any other race in the world.
Where'd you get this number from, man?
Excuse me?
How'd you get this number in the first place, dude? I mean, I ain't got time for all this, man. This is some nonsense, bro. Why are you calling us?
Hey, man, because aren't y'all an interracial couple?
Yeah, but what difference does that make? That ain't none of your business.
Hey, but it is my business. I'm with NBFU. No
care who you with,
you.
Dog.
And you are a black person that is integrated within another race. And what we're trying to do, man, is get you to understand to come back to your race and be comfortable and happy in your race.
Oh, you really up now, dog. Come back to my race. I ain't never left my race, dog. You are tripping, yo. NBFU. You. Y'all get off our phone, man. Don't call here no more with that.
Do you think that you are happier with a Caucasian woman than you would be with a black woman?
Look, man, I don't even want to entertain this. Don't call here no more. Don't call here no more.
Let me ask you something, brother. Be a man and answer the question.
Oh, dog. You know what? You about to get your ass whooped, dog. You really gonna get get your ass will be a man.
I'm asking you to be a man.
Man. And you know what? If you bring your over here, you'll find out how much of a grown man I am.
Hey, man, don't get
like
your
said, don't.
Whoop, man, while I'm in the middle of asking you these questions. Because I ain't got no problem coming over there. I got your phone number. I got your address, too.
Bring your on over here and see what you find.
I'm asking you about these relationships, man. Are you more comfortable in a relationship with a Caucasian woman than you are with a black woman?
Dog, I told you, man, it ain't even about that. And we ain't even going into that. So, look, just please, brother, can you stop calling here? Don't call my girl no more.
We're calling all interracial people around the country. That's what NBFU does. We call all of y'all, and we try to talk some sense into you and see if you can change the world and go back to the races from which you came.
You're tripping, yo. You're really tripping, man. You know what? Obviously, you it's a mental institution you're calling from because there's something wrong with you. So, look, don't call here no more, and we ain't got no more problems, all right?
Can I say this to you? I'm going to your girl's job, and I'm talking to her face-to-face tomorrow about this whole situation.
And you know what? And you're going to get your whooped.
No, I ain't getting my ass whooped. I'm going tomorrow, and I'm talking. Matter of fact,
right.
I ain't even called to talk to you. You put her back on the phone. To hell with you. Put her back
her
on
job.
The phone.
Show us at her job tomorrow and see what happens.
I'm showing up at her job. Put her back on the phone.
Show up at her job tomorrow and see what happens.
You done changed, man. You changed.
You don't know me from the beginning, dude. How you going to tell me I done changed? You don't know me.
I know how you brothers get, man.
I'm as black as I ever was. You can't measure my blackness because of who I'm dating. You show up at a job tomorrow, you're going to get your ass whooped.
You ain't going to sit here and threaten me, man. I am with
him. Okay, we're done. You done worked him up, and now I'm worked up. You're done. You're done. So you can stop calling the house.
I'm coming to your job tomorrow. Do you understand me? I'm coming to
you. Please do.
Are you listening to me? Matter of fact, you can have your man at your job at lunchtime. Not only am I going to talk to you at lunchtime, I'm going to whoop his while I'm there.
There's not going to be any talking. You show up, there's not going to be any talking.
Yeah, it's going to be any talking. Me and you have a discussion to uphold. NBFU wants to talk to you.
You know what? There's a saying, arguing with a fool makes you a fool. So this conversation is over.
Can I say one more thing to you?
What?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Okay, he's about to take his blood pressure medication.
What? Hey, Nephew Tommy, I ain't never liked no way. This is Tommy.
Got to ask y'all before I leave, and I need to hear this from both of y'all. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hooyah! Wow. Say
all right,
faster.
Come on, Steve. This is where you jump in, Steve. What'd you think of that one?
You know, I don't really. It's just, you know. The problem with this whole prank situation is he is really, really good at it.
Oh, absolutely. The best. He's a king.
And so that's the problem.
He is the king of pranks.
But how many times have I heard somebody they were going to whoop his ass? I'm talking about. And that's a concerning part for this for me.
Yeah, everyone.
Real high.
Every
real
prank,
high.
They say that.
Yeah.
You don't think, I think the possibility is just growing.
I think y'all want me to get my ass whooped. I really
I kind of do. I'm going to jump in. But I do kind of want
them. Thanks, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry.
I ain't going to let nobody whoop you, though. But I kind of want to see it start.
I'm married to a narcissist. We'll get into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.